If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Welcome to another edition of Your Hometown, where we shine a spotlight on the villages and towns that we call home. This month, we're heading to the beautiful village of Fox Lake, sponsored by Illinois Lottery, doing good and supporting Illinois communities. Buckle up. Next stop is Fox Lake, right here on Your Hometown. Here's Wendy.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. All right, and here is Jody Luca, Fox Lake's Director of Community and Economic Development. Good morning, Jody.
Good morning, Wendy.
I know that Fox Lake is over there. I'm pointing to it. And I know I have a niece who lives in Lake Zurich. And what are some surrounding towns?
Well, we're surrounded by the chain of lakes, which is obviously not a town, but it's one of the busiest waterways in the country. So we love to show that we're surrounded by that and capitalize on that nature-esque feature. But we're up tucked near. We straddle between Lake and McHenry County, and we're near Antioch and McHenry. And so there's a whole lot to do around us, and we're just part of a community that really stretches beyond our borders.
And what's so exciting here is the chain of lakes is there's a lot. It's kind of like Lake Geneva. There's a lot of stuff going on the water. And it's your village slogan is "This is the life." Explain that a little bit, because it sure sounds like that's the life.
You know, we're undergoing a new economic development initiative, really featuring all of the assets that the village has to offer. And when we were out there kind of meeting with the community, seeing what the feel was, what the vibe was, and, you know, when you do this, the hard part of the job is getting out on a boat to make sure you really get the feeling while you're out there. So we were doing that and talking to the community. Everybody just really appreciated what it has to offer up there. And just, this is the life. You feel it. You embody it when you're in town. You're part of it, whether you're relaxing, enjoying our brand new lakefront park, part of the Chain of Lakes State Park there. You've got so many opportunities to understand, take a step back, slow down, and go, this is the life.
It sure sounds like it. I wish I was there right now. Give us a little more information on this new lakefront park. It's a beach, right?
It is. Well, that's one component of it. You know, our board and mayor had this vision to really embrace and bring some sort of community activity to town. And so we just completed this $12.5 million investment into town. It includes the only public beach on the chain. It's free. There is a splash pad, a park for your kids to play in. There's a huge amphitheater. We've got Friday night concert series there every Friday night starting this Friday. So come on up. And it lasts all summer long. There is nature paths, there's chairs to sit back and relax in. It really just is a huge space spanning several acres, and it's a great place to be. You know, we opened it piece by piece last year as construction started to end, but this is the very first year that it's fully open to the public, including restrooms and showers while you're there, too, to clean off after you're in the water.
You know, you say that with a chuckle in your voice, but that is definitely important, isn't it?
Yep.
Absolutely. And so WGN had this Pizza Madness tournament, and last year the Antioch Pizza Shop was the winner. That's pretty yummy, huh?
Oh, it is. It's delicious. It's a great place to stop in, grab a bite quickly, or grab a whole pizza to go for dinner when you don't know what to do.
All right. And I promised Bob Surratt that I would ask about the best place to get breakfast, because that's what he usually asks, because he talks about food a lot when he's...
if I didn't say a longtime staple in town, which is the Whistle Stop Cafe, located right in our downtown. You can even take the train up to get to that and to the park.
Now, how long have you been out there?
I've been there for about a year and a half now.
And are you ever at a loss of something to do?
No. Really, if you want to go to the movies, we've got a great movie theater in town. We're getting more shops and dining in town. And like I said, between the lakes and the park, I mean, the options are endless. And although most of our visitors come during these summer months, we are starting to see a lot more traffic and visitors and livelihood happening in the wintertime, too.
Yeah, I guess it's what do you do in the wintertime there?
Well, you know, so I'm originally a Floridian, so this whole concept of ice fishing is something that's new to me. I don't know if I have it, my blood's thick enough to try it, but a lot of people love to do that and see the tents out there all the time. Snowmobiling is a popular thing. It's a very active and outdoorsy town.
And really, this is a part of Illinois. You can do all this kind of fun stuff in a part of Illinois.
You really can, and we do abut up to the Wisconsin border, so we can, you know, if you want to keep going a little bit farther, go ahead, it's all right there.
And any ongoing projects that you guys are working on right now? I know you mentioned the new Lakefront Park Beach. Are there other things that you're working on right now?
So the village is working on a second component of the whole Lakefront Park, and we've got an RFP right now to add a pier, a boardwalk. We would love to get those boats that are on the water docked and walking around downtown. So that is in a phase that's a big project that's going on right now. We have a lot of private investment and development going on as well. We just approved a brand new 154-unit market-rate apartment complex that will be coming to town, adding great housing stock. We're working on another one. We've got a whole lot of new construction and dirt turning in town. It's an exciting time between that and the park. You know, the mayor and the village board really set us up in a great spot. We're feeling that tipping point, and we're running right into it.
I have to come visit Fox Lake. I've been to some of the neighboring towns, and I need to find more friends with boats. that will be my mission. Because it is like,
say, that's what my part is. I know the people with the boats. It's awesome.
Yeah, and it's like a little getaway right in our backyard. I mean, it's a little bit of a drive, but it sounds like a nice little vacation area, and people actually live there and enjoy it as well. It's Fox Lake, and Jody Luca has been enlightening us today, Fox Lake's Director of Community and Economic Development. Thank you so much for your time and participating in our Your Hometown series here on WGN.
Thank you, Wendy. Appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, absolutely. Your Hometown featuring Fox Lake is sponsored by Illinois Lottery, doing good and supporting Illinois communities, and of course, the Village of Fox Lake.
To get more Your Hometown content and submit suggestions for your hometown, visit WGNRadio.com/Your Hometown.